the Target Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Target Podcast powered by Lead Bets. I'm your host, Deshawn, and with me in studio today are African football specialists Mokgale Setiege and Nayanda Vezi. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you so much, Desh, for welcoming me once again.
It's good to be back again. I missed the last week's episode, but yeah, it's good to be back.
Great to have both of you gents here. Let's kick things off with the PSL fixtures for this weekend. Richards Bay United are hosting Morocco Soulers. Now, obviously, Richards Bay with just a single point from their previous five league fixtures.
Yeah, man. It's a difficult one for the boys in from Richards Bay, and I think it's gonna be hectic for them considering the fact that when we look at Swallows' previous results, it's a morale booster because they drew 1-1 with Pirates over the weekend, and they took over the week an early lead, an early goal, and if you can check, man. When I watched that Pirates game, you can see that Swallows was missing their star player, Gabarino Mahango, because he was suspended because of a yellow card. So I think Richards Bay is in trouble. I think Swallows is going to take this one.
I have to agree with Mokgale. He said that Swallows will survive relegation and Spurs will be...
We'll go down, yeah.
Yeah. And let's hope with this match that there will be no protest, because I heard that when Spurs were playing Swallows, there was a protest. And Pirates, when they played against Swallows during the week, they also protest Orlando Pirates because there is a player apparently in Swallows who's not registered properly. Yeah. So let's hope that we won't hear that story again. Yeah. But I have to agree with Mokgale. I feel sorry for... The team ga Mr. Biela, Richards Bay, they are the KZN side, but as things stands right now, it's not going well for them, and they have some good players. I sure like some teams in the PSL, they starting to put some eye on those players, because the way it seems like, I don't see Richards Bay winning this match, so I have to give it to Swallows.
All right, scoreline, yeah?
I'd say 1-0.
1-0 to Swallows?
Yeah.
I would say... 2-1 Swallows.
Interesting. All right. Moving along, Chippa United hosting the Glamour Boys. Of course, it is Kaizer Chiefs, who are not having the best of seasons.
Yeah, it's sad with this match because it seems like they will play. Because I thought maybe this match will be postponed after what happened. You know, the tragedy that has just happened.
Yeah.
You know, Kaizer Chiefs losing one of their players who was yet to make even his... appearance for Amakhosi. So let's just pass our condolences to the family and to the football fraternity, you know. I thought PSL maybe will postpone the game, because I remember when TS Galaxy, they were involved in a car accident, the game was postponed even though no one was injured, but
they still made the decision.
But I think they didn't do justice in this one. I thought maybe the game will be postponed. So I think Kaizer Chiefs going into this game, they won't be mentally fit, even though they need the points. But then losing one of your players, like four players also.
It destabilizes the mood in the camp. But,
yeah,
you know, possibly, maybe more, it'll give them something to play for.
No, man, I think, such kind of things, what really happened to the Kaizer Chiefs family, it's very tragic. Yeah, losing a player just like that without... being prepared for it is quite painful as a team, as a collective. So I think PSL must just come in and postpone this fixture, and they will play maybe midweek or something. I just think they can just do that. I don't see this being a morale booster for Chiefs, because what happened definitely affected most of the players.
All right, well, you know, let's just say that it does go ahead. Can you see a victory for Kaizer Chiefs here?
No.
No.
Even the coach said after the game that his players lack tactical ability. They can't just do simple things like passing the ball, like a basic thing, like pass the ball. He even said that he will change players from the game that they played. He will try new players. Mm. It shows that there is a lot that is going on. I think that Kaizer Chiefs, they need to reshuffle the whole squad. You know, I was disappointed seeing Mthethwa. There was one or two passes that he made, and they Mohale can't
jump
even
in here. Jump in.
And there was a ball. I think he also collided with his teammate. There is no combination play there. You can see that they were missing also Castillo in that midfielder. So there is a lot that needs to be changed at Kaizer Chiefs. Players, some players need to go there, honestly.
You see, I can't wait for Ayanda to finish because there is a pass from Tetra so on the weekend. I'm like, this guy plays a bet on Betway, like because there is no way that you can pass your own teammate like that.
Yeah,
something is just wrong, man. I don't know. We have spoken about Kaizer Chiefs every chance we got.
Yeah,
there's nothing we can do. The coach can't do anything. We can't do anything.
He even said that his players, they need technical ability. They don't have that thing. So it shows Wuti, there is a lot that is going on there.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Gents. Well, let's just round it up here. Which way can you see this one going? And I need a scoreline.
A draw.
A Chippa United.
Okay. Well, it was Stellenbosch actually down Chiefs last time out, and they're up against Sekhukhune United this weekend. Obviously, it's going to be a cracker encounter because Sekhukhune's form has been quite sensational, and I believe it's third taking on second.
What a big one. What a great comeback for Lindam Tambo. I think three goals in games.
And the assist also.
Yes, and assists as a player. And oh my boy, my God. I can talk about Sekhukhune from here to Egypt, bro, because they've got everything I need.
Yeah.
As a team. I mean, look at Elias Mokwana. Look at Mncube in front of the goals, what he's doing. And remember when Mncube is playing, the dangerous player also, Ohizu is on the bench and so forth. I mean, guys, we are witnessing a very different and a good assembled Sekhukhune team, same as Stellenbosch United. This is going to be a very, very great game for this weekend because Stellenbosch has got like your Mayo, your Reyners, and a whole lot of them. So it's going to be a very good game of PSL this weekend.
And don't forget the coach, the SEM. He was doing well at Polokwane City when they appointed him as Stellenbosch. Sekhukhune. He continued where he left off at Polokwane City. So it shows that it was not a fluke what he has done at Polokwane City.
Yeah.
Coming back to studies, no one is talking about them, what they've achieved, going 19 games unbeaten, you know. So we've been saying Mamelodi Sundowns, praising Coach Rulani. Let's give the flowers to Stellies, you know.
Steve Barker, yeah.
Yeah, and Steve job. Barker. No one, I've never saw any journalist or any publication writing about it, you know. It's always Sundowns, they dominating. But also let's give credit to Stellies.
Mm.
With this match, it's going to be a cracker, and I think it's going to be a draw on this one. Both teams to score.
All right, Ayanda sitting on the fence there. Mo?
Yeah, man, I see a draw or a slightly possible win for Sekhukhune.
All right. The Mighty Buccaneers take on a high-flying Golden Arrows at Orlando Stadium. Now, of course, I'm going to give Ayanda a few minutes here to, you know, let us see how Rivera is going to unravel this one.
Pirates have been inconsistent recently with also like the offish. They're officiating, you know, the referees have been like killing Orlando Pirates, to put it in that way, you know, because against Sekhukhune, I think maybe that could have been a draw if they were given that penalty. Yeah. Against Swallows, they were disallowed a goal, they said offside, of which it was like a goal. I think Orlando Pirates this season is the most team that have been like
unlucky
yeah. when it comes to officiating, you know. Even the coach, he came out and said, it's not his place to comment about that. His job is to make sure that they entertain people and they win the games. It's our job as media people to make sure that we put those concern out there to talk about them so that the SAFA can make right decisions, you know. Because I believe Orlando Pirates, if those mistakes, they didn't happen, maybe we could have been talking a different story now. So hopefully, as a Pirates fan, I'm speaking now as a Pirates fan, hopefully Stellies and Sekhukhune, they share the spoils so that Orlando Pirates can close that gap, because we need to go and play in Africa next season. Even the coach has said that it's his priority to go and play in Africa.
Yeah, Golden Arrows is not a high-flying Golden Arrows. Hey.
And they're playing in Orlando Stadium, yeah. So they know that when they go there, where some
have
been,
they just managed to get themselves out of the relegation thing, but they are not that high-flying compared to Pirates. Look, fair enough. I talked about Pirates' inconsistency the last 2 weeks, but in this past 2 weeks, it was not about inconsistency. I think what I've witnessed is just what caused Pirates those two games was just the officiating. I mean, what do you call Talent Mbata's disallowed goal? Like, really, as a lineman, straight on the line like this, you call that an offside? It's one of those things. Mabasa being nicked in the penalty box and you are not calling it. Pirates were supposed to walk away 3-1, 4-1 in that game, but so many decisions were made against them, even against Sekhukhune. But what can you say? It's PSL, man. And you have... nothing gets better in PSL. You fire this one, they bring another problem. They suspend that problem, comes another problem. Jelly Shabani is gone now. They brought like another guy who's just... I don't know, but for
me... Do you
think
it's going to be a case of more officiating this weekend, or can you see them getting on with the fixture?
Look, if the officials are going to make a blunder again, it's going to still cost Pirates or Golden Arrows the game or the points that they deserve and everything. So let's just hope, like, we will see.
And that red card that CBC got, it was uncalled for, because always the players, they always, like, complain to the referee when there is a foul. But with CBC, he was just unlucky to get a red card. So
I think there I will disagree with you. That is a dismissible offense. I saw him. I think CBC said the F word to the referee. That's why he got a straight card. I saw it.
Like deliberating after the fixture replay.
When they were repeating, like, the replay, I saw CBC really said the F word going towards the referee. So that's why it was a dismissible offense. You can't use that language.
Fair you might enough. Have had your Pirates glasses on at that time. Maybe you didn't see enough. That one coming.
Fair enough. No, I was already disappointed with the officiating. So
was it the tears, maybe, that blood? That
emotional damage.
All right, gents, is it a Buccaneers win this weekend, yes or no?
No, Sikwesi Mabinzele Scotty. Slaughterhouse, Baba. Orlando Pirates, 3 points in the back. Steve Compella, sorry.
I like the way this man gives predictions. He, you know where his bread is buttered. So,
I see. So, you agreeing with him all?
I'm agreeing with him. I see Pirates taking this one just for the fact that they are gunning for the CAF Champions League's spot next season.
All right. Well, another team gunning for that spot is SuperSport United. Of course, Gavin Hunt's side currently set fifth place, but this comes in the back of 5 consecutive draws in the DStv Premiership. Are they going to make it 6 from 6 when they take on TS Galaxy this weekend?
Look, they defend a lot. They play quite a good football. Yesterday, they led a 2-0 slip, a 2-0 slip away. Nzuga Manja scored 2 goals, after the second half they conceded 2 goals. Look, I don't see them winning this one. It's gonna be a draw. It's gonna be a draw or a lose for them. I can only speak of one player at TS Galaxy, and he's forever ready to make people cry. Kokota Piano. Asamir Nukovic. I'm sure Chiefs, wherever they are, they go like, Selahlile la.
Can you see Nukovic getting on a score sheet this weekend?
Yeah, there's this player. I think he came back from the injury. What's his name? Mohale. The player, he scored a beautiful goal. He was coming on the outside flank there. For TS Galaxy. I forgot his name.
Bunjana might have been.
No, I forgot his name, but he just came Mugella. Back from the injury.
Mugella.
Yeah, he scored a beautiful goal there. So I think he's going to be key for
TS Galaxy.
For TS Galaxy and Samir Nukovic up front there. As for SuperSport United, coach Kevin Hunt is also gunning for the place to play in the in Africa, Africa next season. So I have to give it to SuperSport United. I say it's going to be a double chance, win or draw, SuperSport United.
Nukovic or nothing.
All right, let's move Sophia along. Sunday's fixture sees Cape Town City hosting KZN's AmaZulu. Not the best time for the KZN outfit currently in 12th position on the log.
Yeah, it's not like what we've expected AmaZulu to be where they are now this season. Maybe I thought maybe at the beginning of the season, maybe they'll be within in the top eight.
Yeah.
But then the players...
They're winless in the previous six. Like, I don't know when it's going to stop.
Yeah, but they also in the quarterfinals of the Nedbank Cup, yeah. That should also motivate them. Even in Patla, they said that they didn't have a structure, but now they have a structure of how they want to play. When the coach came, they were not mentally right, so now they mentally
in much better space.
Yeah, so I think he even urged the management to give the man Pablo some time to work with the club.
Yeah.
So I think now with the players saying that. In this game, they will say, let's play for the coach. You know?
Yeah.
So I have to say, AmaZulu, they're playing against the Cape Town City at home.
Yeah, but Cape Town City as well are winless in the previous six league outings. I think it's three or four draws in that spell and two losses.
So it's going to be hard. I'll say this one. I'll just go with both teams to score.
All right. Mo, do you agree with
that?
I
see a draw here.
Draw, yeah. Scoring draw.
Yeah. It's a goalless.
Goalless draw.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to hear what Kanye Shama has to say about that. We'll keep an eye out for his response this weekend. Sunday sees Royal M hosting Polokwane City as well. Royal M currently in 14th place.
This one, I don't have to say anything.
Polokwane.
Royal AM to win this one.
Win this one.
Yeah.
Polokwane, the orange guys might pull a good one. So, I give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I see them with a goalless draw or a 1-1 draw.
Okay. The final fixture of this round sees Cape Town Spurs hosting Mamelodi Sundowns. Now, of course, it is top versus bottom.
That's all.
What you say it in English, bloodbath. That's what I see here.
Yeah, Kala.
Over 3.5 goals.
And they will be resting some of the Sundowns. That's the mentality of the champions. During the week, they rested their whole starting 11. They rested them for the fixture against the Young Africans.
Yeah.
But the players that were given an opportunity, they stood up to the occasion. You know, that's the mentality of the champions. You know, so
Well, of course, that Sundowns are playing against Young Africans. It's a second leg quarterfinal clash. Do you think that's maybe going to impact this one?
No, it's not, man. It's not. So I have to give it to Sundowns.
Yeah, Kala. Sundowns is extending their lead. 4-0.
All right, gents. It's been an absolute pleasure discussing all things PSL with you from all of us in studio. Until next time, cheers.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Hit the Target Podcast.